Rashi and Tosfos, where there are sugya, where Matve is lit machlita or not, is dafkeh for Sheshes. What Rashi says, Nachmi in a kli, Matve is not a kli. Or Rashi says, even according to Nachmi, they need a kli, Matve is a kli. Tosfos explains a couple of svaras why Matve is considered a kli. You could use it as a weight, use it as a necklace, or the Yeshayim says you could buy something with it. The Ramban also argues in Rashi, and the Ramban didn't say anything about the fact that Mazbeya functions as a kli, and the Ritva takes that svara to the next thing as well. The next chelik of the sukkah puts it all together. The Ramban, so again, Tosfos says clearly the quote between Rashi and Tosfos is very simple. It's very clear. Rashi says the bay is not a kli. Tosfos is a kli. Why is it a kli? Because it functions as a kli. Various ifanim that functions as a kli. Ramban, he also argued in Rashi, he had all the kashas in Rashi. Ramban said, there has to be dumid, there according to Nachman, it has to be dumid denal. Why you need a kli? Not a pri. It has to be dumid denal. What does that mean, says Ramban? El Shema Minot, the Chomat Be'a Kli Hu Lin Yechalipim, the Srabim Makayim Kol Davar. Fruits are eaten and they get rotten. So when they're bad machal between the fear of Nachman, why you need a kli, as we do it now, meaning it has to be something that Dovish Miskayan. That the mile of a kli in the Ramban is mashma, is it something that's miskayim? As opposed to fruit, we could argue some sheshes, because fruit is not miskayim. Because first of all, you eat it, second, it gets rotten, and it gets ruined, l'chulu. Now, mashen kesemela by medbeya, medbeya doesn't do, people don't eat coins, and coins don't go bad, right? So therefore, a coin doesn't have the chsarin of fruit. Now in the Ramban, there was no mention at all of the idea that coins have a Shem Kli. Right? When the Ramban's argument with Rashi, it was not negay that coins have a Shem Kli. That's not the Nakuta. The Nakuta is what is it about a Kli that's important to Rav Nachman is that it's Miskayim. That's all the Ramban says. Fruit are not Miskayim. Coins are Miskayim. So Pasha's Fidei Ramban has nothing to do with the fact, this that he argues in Rashi and said that Rav Nachman is moided by coins has nothing to do with the fact that coins can function as a kli. Doesn't mention that bechlal. And we see in the Ritva, furthermore, Ritva goes like the Ramban. And with this idea, he explains the hemshich of the Gemara. Why? Also, the dumi denalu, dover miskayim. Yeah, and I see mishum the diet that's rosav avida the potato, who could dovish aim is kaim choshev. The Rav Nachman, v'afal sheishes like dovish manal kli, u'machshe peir v'chlip and efshes filim chamakim dumi the nal binon shein bittel and yonai shein chashivusay mach mas atzmai. Says the Ritva that when the Gemara said it's not the emet be nas chalipin, the Papa says manam be nas chalipin is why. So the other Rishonim said svara, and Rashi said it's not mesuyim, right? Other Rishonim said because not gufei mammon. Not gufei mammon. The Ritva seems to be saying a different knage, based on why is it that kli. Why is it that? Well, what is the ma'ala of Kli for Nachman? If the ma'ala of Kli for Nachman is that it's Miskayim, and Dumin denial that it's Miskayim, so he says, since it's Avid the Batli, that's called not Miskayim. It's called not Miskayim. Now, if you're Nachman, it's like Paris. It's goof, it's not Miskayim. Just like Paris could go bad, money could go bad also. So the Chsarin is not, that's not Gufay Maman. Yeah, like other Rishonim say, the Chsaron of Yidur Dva is good for the same issue that we have in Rav Nachman, that has to be Duma Denal, that's Miskayim. And just like a pre could go bad, money could also go bad. Money can't go bad. Yes, it could go bad because David the battle, the Melech can battle it. One second. But that's as far as in Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman is the one that says has to be Kli Dumi Denal, that it's Miskayim. Says the Ritva, so what does B'sheishes do? Says the Ritva, B'sheishes could be, even though he holds a pre. Yeah, everybody say, even though he holds a pre. Is Kosher V'chalipin, right? But he says, the Loi Darsh Manal Kli, U'mach Shepri V'chalipin, Epshe Nesvil, Dimchokim Dumi Denal B'inon. Shein bitl in yonoi. Shein chashivus le machmas atzma. So, here already, this is maybe the svar of the Rishonim, it's not Gufi Mom. It has to have inherent chashivus. Here maybe it's saying the svar of the Rishonim. But in Rav Nachman though, if you're Rav Nachman, he says that the Gemara is Teretz, like Mars had. The Papa that said explains my Nama why Peri is not why Madbeid and Nas Chalipin is because Vid the Batli the Svar is like Peri's. That I know again because there's Bo was learning before the Mila of Kli, yeah. The Maila of Kli, the fear of Nachman, had nothing to do with the fact that it functions as a Kli. This is Rosh Tassai. The Maila of a Kli, is that it's Miskayim. That is the whole svar of the Machlokes of Sheshes and Nachman, is whether you need to have Miskayim or not. Duma Denal, it's Miskayim. Peres are not Miskayim. And that, the Gemara says, and that the Gemara said, "Mashenkem and Matbeya is Miskayim." That's why. The Manam Matbeya Nas Chalipin could go even if you Rav Nachman. Why? Not because Matbeya functions as a kli, because Matbeya doesn't have the chesaron of pri because it's Miskayim. That's what Rav says. And not only that. So, Madam, Ema Ben Nas Chalipin, because the Vid the Batli, Pshat is that's good for the same Svara that it's like Pri. I knew that it's not the Vid, it's not Miskayim.
The whole Gemara like a Sheshes? That's Rashi. No, it's opposite.
No, so then that's what it's at the end. It's not going to be a katzel from Rashi, yeah? That's what he adds a knesh at the end. It's Efsher. It's if Afla of Sheshes, Loi Darsh Manal. So, what's who cares if he's the Batli? Rav's bothered by that. He says, you don't need Duma Denal, and a Pri is good. You don't need Miskayim. Says Ritva, but Ken Zayin, even he's mighty, you need Duma Denal that has inherent value. That's not it can't become bottle. That has inherent meaning. If it could become bottle, it doesn't have an inherent value, right? So he holds that this rate is far as the shining. their inherent value. This is where it comes under Va that the Gemara is, it's very interesting, yeah? The Gemara said, Avid the Batli, right? Avid the Batli means something different according to Rav Nachman, and Avid the Batli means something different according to Rav Sheshes. According to Nachman, Avid the Batli means that's not Miskayan. It's like a pre. And according to Rav Sheshes, it means Avid the Batli, it doesn't have inherent Chashivos. Doesn't have inherent chashivas, and that's because even he holds you need dumi denal on some level that has to have inherent chashivas. And if the vid batli, China is that it could become batal, boom, that means that it doesn't have inherent chashivas. Okay? So that's Ritva. One second. So if either Ritva, l'chayra, when we say that is it could be a huge nafkamina between the way the Ritva. And again, the Ramban, vis-a-vis Taisvis, Legabe, when we say that the Chalipin is a Kli, when we say Chalipin, even for Nachman, the pair is not, but that, you know, pair is not, Madbe, yes, yeah? So, what will be if you have Madbeya? What will be if you have Madbeya? That we have a piece of metal. A piece of metal, a piece of silver, a bar of silver, a bar of gold. Yeah? Can you do chalipin with that? What? A bar of gold, fine. Can you do chalipin with a bar of gold?
It's not a clay.
What?
It's not a clay.
What?
It's not a clay.
I'm not worried about it.
It's a commodity.
Why is not a clay?
What?
Why is not a clay?
It's
a commodity.
You use it for mishkol.
It's not meant to
you can use it for mishkol.
If you stand the way and it's this way and you're meant to use it away, then yes, you can use it that way.
Oh, the coin is stamped and it's meant to use it as mishkol? No.
No, it's not stamped that you're meant to. But it stamps with its that way. Okay. It's a law.
If you have a bar of gold,
it's stamped 5 pounds.
And stamped 5 pounds. It's not stamped. Everyone knows the bar of gold is 5 pounds. I'm going to stamp it with anything. It's not meant to be used as a mishkol. It could be used as a mishkol. Tell you something that could be used as a mishkol has a sham kli.
Yes,
so what is a kli? So therefore, chayra, according to no.
Sounds like according to.
What's that? Okay, I wanted in case it should. That's not a kli. Let's say
a lump, random lump. You don't know the weight of it.
Right, something like that. Right, exactly. It's not stamped. We don't know. You don't know the weight. We can't be used as a mishkal. And it's not something you could use as a necklace, right? So then that would be an afkamina. Because Lefi Taisis, that Madbeya is a Kli, and that's why Nachman's Moedir. Nachman holds you need a Kli, but Madbeya is a Kli, so but that's afkamina if it's a Kli. But if it's not a Kli, it's not going to work. But according to Ritva, the whole Chsaron is. The whole Svara of Nachman's Moedir by Madbeya is not because it's a Kli, but because it doesn't have the chesaron of pre, the hainu, that it's not going to be nifsad. So if you have something that's also not going to be nifsad, even though it doesn't have a shem kli, still the feeder dva would also be good. Now come machar a big nafkamina. They would. I'm just using this to show clearly the difference between two malachim. Now what's interesting is it's a little bit difficult because. And we said, the Ramban doesn't mention anything about a kli, neither does Ritva, and other Ritva goes on to explain that that's the svar of Avid the Batli, that because it's like a pri. The other Rishonim didn't do this. And it's true that even when the Rishonim argue in Rashi, and they say the svar of the Rishonim argue in Rashi, the Rishonim like put the two things together. They say, the Rajba, for example, I think. When you argue in Rashi, yeah? When the Rajba argue in Rashi, even for Ibn Nachman, Madbeya could be used. So what do you say? Shein Elo Bagle Apikar Nachmel Peiris Mamish Shein Daimim Klaalinal Shein Mishnam Shem Behem Viner Kovin of Sodom. So like the Rajba mixed together. Yeah, Abba Mabeah came now, the royal Ishtamish boy, Vein and Nifsa. The Rajba put the traces together with the Ramban. Again, the Ramban just says, because Mabeah is not Nifsa, Divor Nachmetz Maida. It's not like Paris. It doesn't have the Chsaron of Paris. Taisa said, because Nachmetz needs a Kli, Mabeah is a Kli. The Rajba puts the two together. So it's not so clear to me that's a Raj, but from in the Ritva, it seems to be clearly going that the Svar is nothing to do with the Kli, the Svar is a Nifsad. And that's why he goes on to say, when the Gemara says that Avid the Batli is the reason why Mabeh is not Kli, the Chsaron is Gufa, because it's Nifsad. He doesn't say like the other Rishonim, that because it doesn't have inherent value. Because they're going back to me need a Kli. Anyway, that's what.
So according to the Tzad, Mabeah Nasa Kalibin. So he would agree with the Sara. He would agree with the Sara of Avid the Batla. Just it would just be a like a, and how he touched the word Misai, if it's the Gufa or not.
Maybe. Okay. Weiter. Okay, if you're ready, my back a drop. Just one point really, I was supposed to be able this morning, which I didn't get the last week, that when we had the Ran asked the question, what's the difference? We say that Vida Batli. Why is that? There's a reason why is no Chalipin. Why is that also a reason that shouldn't work for Kesef? Mabeah shouldn't work for Kesef because it's a Vida Batli. Right? Ron asked the question. Ron answered because by Chalipin it's important that the object, and therefore we say it's Vida Batli, so. Is a problem. Hashem came by Daita Yatsur, Hashem came over here. Your das is on the value. When you're getting paid, your das is on the value. It's kesef, it's the value. So the value doesn't change because of the batli. Right now it's the currency, it's viable currency, it's worth whatever it says on it. The melech is no, there's no mitzad kesef, it doesn't make a difference. That's the way we're saying around. I just wanted to point out that for Rashi, that question never started. If you Rashi, the Ran's question never started. Why? Because how does Rashi learn Dov Mesuim, Aaron? Rashi learns Dov Mesuim is a problem. How does Rashi learn the Yvid the Batak because not Mesuim? Right? So in the Merilo, it's that Zicha Svara in Chalipin. You don't have me to ask that I kesef. According to Rashi, what's the problem of Avid the Batli? It's a half a pri. It's as if it's broken. Right? It's not Dov Mesuyim. Dov Mesuyim is only by Chalipin. By kesef, there's no Dimchal Dov Mesuyim. It's only the Ran, Lishtasa, that understands that the problem with Avid the Batli is because it doesn't have inherent value. Yeah? So then he asked, okay, so why is it worth for Kesef? Doesn't matter in value. Why is it worth for Kleben? Why is it worth for Kesef? And he had to give his answer. But according to... I don't like being interrupted. But according to Rashi, that the Chsaron of Avid the Batli is because it's not Dov Mesuyim, that's Pasha, that's only Chsaron Chalipin. The whole Sukh Dov Mesuyim is a Din Chalipin, Dominion, it has to be Dov Mesuyim. Gemara says, Chatzi Egoiz. That's only that zichasvar only in Chalipin. But by Kinyan Kesef, there's never happened to say that it should be that there's a need for Dov Mesuyim. The Meir Levada, the fact that Vida Batli in Rashi doesn't make any difference at all.
Even in the Ran, it can't be that you need the Dov Mesuyim for Kinyan Kesef, because the Kinyan Kesef is a Bashir Kinyan Kesef, right?
Did I say that according to Ran, you need Dov Mesuyim by Kesef? Did I say that?
Did I say that?
I guess not. At least I think I didn't say it. Okay. Right there. Yeah. So do my right. We have a machlokes whether matbe is nasa chalipin or not. Papa explained, we may matbe nasa chalipin, shundai te etzuru, tsurasa bin de bat. Hanan, hazav kane de kasef. Mishka says, hazav is kane de kasef. My love, the chalipin. Mishma minam, matbe nasa chalipin. Loi bedam. Mishka says, Azav Kainis Kasef doesn't mean Teres Chalipin, Teres Daman. Ihochi. Azav. Shnaim. Loibidam. Ihochi, Azav Kainis Kasef. Mechayim Bailei. Tani Azav Mechayim. Says Rashi. You want to close
the
window? Yeah. Zach doesn't mind. Hazav Zagrashi. Dinare Zav the Havle Magbeya. Hazav Kaina Mashma Mahshav. Hakesef Koniloi Bechom Mokem Shu Sham. Vein Loshan Hazav Lefel Bdava Shu Be'en. Michl Zeh Bezeh. He betires damim shemayish chemenu dinar zav v'chafi dinar kesef enkan kesef kanoi ela mayish chazav neschayiv loy mayis b'mashich hazu v'achi bayi lemisni azav mechayiv ez kesef v'garin lemayish chayiv kesef. So what the Gemara is saying here that by chalipin we say is loshen kinyan. A kesef is just a lashon mechayim. You buy something, even kesef, right? When you buy something, it's only mechayim. Yeah. So why is that? What does that mean? Why is it a kinyan chalipin? We say you kain it. Yeah. I'm malchut par b'chamar or suder. You kain it suder. I'm kain it is whatever it is I'm trying to be kain it. Shem bekesef. The Gemara has a problem with the Lashon of Kinyan, it should be Lashon of Mechayim. So it sounds like from here, I think, maybe wrong, that the side of the Rosh Yeshiva, that is a concept, the Kinyan Kesef is an idea, what they call Kesef Chayzer. The way Kinyan Kesef works, right, it's not mamash a kinyan. The way Shaz, when I give you money, that's mechayiv you to give me something in return. What? And they. I'm saying how the nature how it works. I just read the Rashi. It has to be mechayiv. The question is why? What does that mean? Why is it different? Why is King Kesef different than King Chalipin? He doesn't explain it. He just says it. The Gemara Baba Kama by Kimu Rabbinay. The Gemara says like this, that by Tavach Machar, yeah, by Gona Machar B'Shabbos. Gona Machar B'Shabbos, so it says there's no Dal Behe. It's coming around in a minute. Gonna mach be Shabbos, gonna mach be Zara, gonna be Talgim and Purim. Yeah, hulu, hulu. So you don't pay dal pay. Yeah? No, I'm saying, Mishnah's Chayev, but Mar said Tanya Potter. So I want to know what's the difference. And where it says, "Va'imer loy a kaitz tainim etenasi, v'tikni li ganei busech." So what's more I say? What's the case where I'm selling the para for whatever, for tain, mashanah. Yeah, koyt tain also. The point is that I'm getting the money in the oifen of chil shabbos. A koyt tain matain nasi. The buyer says, cut some dates, and that will be the kesef for the para. Right? So Gemara says, right? Kivan di chitav leit kamal nadina, leimino leit zil shlim, the mechayiv nafshehu, ha-mechir nami la mechiri. So we say that what? Since if you be teveyim and din, it's kim and rabbin, eh? So meilo, it's not a mechira. So now, the question is, what happens? So I was mechal Shabbos by getting the money, right? So what does that have to do with kim and rabbin, eh? I made a kinyan, I'm cutting the money, right? So what does the kim and rabbin, eh? What does the kim and rabbin, eh? Why do we say, well, what's the pshat that if I did it in the mechal Shabbos, then it's not a kinyan. Why? Why should that stare the kinyan? I got money, yeah? I got your money, right? So I didn't know if it was close Shabbos. So why is that stare the kinyan? Why is that stare the kinyan? Gemara said, because if you be teveh me, I'll be potter.
Maybe it was not
yours. Well, it's not true. It was mine.
I was kind of.
I'm kind of. That's not Shabbos. Gemara didn't say that, first of all. Second of all, why am I not kind of? Gemara didn't say that you're not kind of. Gemara didn't say I'm not kind of it because of the Chal Shabbos. Gemara didn't say that. Gemara says, because if you be teveh me, I'll be potter. So what does that mean? So Shimon says, a lot of people say, that Elmer, what's the idea? The idea is that the sight of Kenyan Kesef is, it's not a ma'aseh Kenyan on the object. You have to go back to Taz and Sma. Chor is not like a Taz. Yeah, Chor. Saying isn't a ma'aseh Kenyan. But the Chorinim are saying over here that the way Kenyan Kesef works is that when I give you money, that's mechayiv you to give me something in return. Yeah, that's the nature of Kenyan Kesef. It's not a ma'aseh kinyan on the object, because if you have my money, you getting my money is mechayiv you to give something back for that money. So meila, and that thing that you're getting back is going to be the object. Yeah. So meila, if I got the money in an oifen of kimlin rabbine, I got the money in a chil shabbos the oifen. I was over on the chil Shabbos by taking the teinim. So now, how did I get the teinim, which is more mechayiv me to give you back something? How did I get the teina in over the chil Shabbos? So in over when it's kilmid ramide, and therefore what does kilmid ramide say? I can't have any chiyuvim. There are no chiyuvim mamon that could be nischayev when it came about by the chol Shabbos. What's Kilmud Rabbi say? Right, when I'm nischayev, whatever it is, if I'm nischayev in an oifen with this bigger chiyuv of chol Shabbos, then I'm not nischayev. That's Kilmud Rabbi it. So over here, since I'm mechal Shabbos in me getting the money, so meila, even normally the money is mechayev me to give you something back, and that's how King Kesef works. But when it was an oif of chol Shabbos, so since I'm mechayiv benafshoy in taking the money, so this money, taking this money, cannot be mechayiv me anything in return. That's exactly what Gemara says. Itav le'ladino, he's potter. Why? Meaning that getting money in an oifen of chol Shabbos is not mechayiv me anything in return. So now there's no kinyan kesef. But I mean, the side of kinyan kesef, which that's Rashi over here is saying, is that that chayra, it's fundamentally different than chalipin in that that it's not a kinyan, it's not a kinyan on the object, it's not a kinyan on the object. It creates a schaivus on the part of the meicher to give him something, in this case the object. So meila, that's the Gemara says. So if you're telling me that, so you know, depending whether we're talking about the Mishnah, we're talking about Chalipin, or we're talking about Kinyan Kesef, then the nusach of what they kind of schaiv is more apropos, yes.
You just refer to Tef of Aliyah.
Okay, good point. I guess you have to say it was a schayr to give him that chitin, though. The schayr wasn't that chitin. So meila, it was nisra, then.
I know what you want.
Don't therefore yet. First, say what he's saying.
When I'm Meishik Kuzov.
Touch the words.
When I'm Meishik Kuzov.
Who's you?
I'm Meishik Kuzov.
Huh?
Lokeach is buying Kuzov.
No.
I think he's buying Kuzov.
Okay, so you think wrong. Hazav Kanez Kesef. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Hazav Kanez Kesef. What does that mean? What does Hazav Kanez Kesef mean?
I'm saying that when I Meishik Hazav, that I'm.
Who's you?
The Lekeach.
Hazav Kanez Kesef. The Zav, you're buying Kesef. You're buying Kesef. You know, there's a Yiddish expression, "Kainar weiß nicht, kein halber Arbit." Ask he what that means.
Have you ever thought of what that means? We've used it many times.
Rashi said, "You're buying is dinar is of." Why again? Why are you stopping? Kainar weiß nicht, kein halber Arbit. You don't show a fool a job half done. Okay. Halakach dinar ezav tavuim bidinar kasef. Nice lay dinar ezav, Mashiach ezav kindness a kasef. I'm giving the keach. Halakach, someone takes. Dinar ezav tavuim. The zav is buying the kasef. I know you aren't. Okay, he's buying kasef. We'll talk about that afterwards. So Rebbe is asking a big kasha. If I'm saying that the side is that the it's not an actual kinyan, it's just machayev the meicher to shtel to something. So you're asking why are we saying this with aliyah? It's a chit the betzim of the meicher, because he has a chit to give it to him. That's what Abraham's question. What's that saying? So Abraham, how are you understanding this idea of chayev versus kinyan? I'm not saying, I would say, okay, I don't take threats. I said, I'm not trying to threaten you. You're like my pshat, what's your pshat? But stop. Do you have a pshat?
Yeah.
Do you have a pshat besides this?
Yeah. It's like just in Nedra and Dabra. Is it that this specific thing is sad that you get it, or is it your time to give one?
Then he wants to know why I accuse him of an aggressive angle. Okay? No?
It's like the difference between Nedra and Dabra. Is this animal his? Is this animal Hashem's, or are you tied to an animal to Hashem? Is in here. Is this Kesef his? He owns it, or I tied to you guys then?
Okay, so we understood that without the Marshal. I don't know what the Marshal did for us. We still have Abraham's question. Adra, you made the question work. According to your mashal, if something happens to that animal that I was planning on giving, I still have to give another one, right? Adra, you're saying Kesef is like nether. Isn't that your point?
Yeah.
Okay, so in your dimin to nether, their Abraham's question is more severe. Okay. Yes, Yeshua.
The Horum is before the Lishkana.
What?
The Horum is of Ebi Mikhaev. That's before the Lishkana of Tefa or what?
That's saying what the nature of King Kesef is.
It's not explaining how Kesef works after he made the Lishkana.
No. No. Because.
I was thinking.
It's saying Dafka after Kesef is not Kaina? Ah. I hear, because the mission is after. Okay, hey, maybe that would be an escape. Escape, it could be. Say, could be. Okay, Rabbi, let's move on. Neil, don't give it up yet. Don't give it to Yarmulke. We'll talk about it tonight. I said we'll talk about it tonight.
We're saying that there's no chiyuv on the mammon, or you can't be made to the chiyuv. That's there.
Well, that's enough. We're not looking at the rabbi now. Yeah. Okay, there is a Rashi. There's a chiyuv of the shemayim, piece of house. Okay, so that's not going to be a kasha how you learn that gemara.
Okay.
But that's nothing really necessarily to do with the raya that I'm bringing from that gemara. You know what I mean, I'm not discounting your question, but like that's really.
Okay.
It's, you know, that may problem. It's asking what you think that through, but either way, the Gemara does say that, right? So,
yeah.
See,
right.
You know what I mean? It's more of a question of the Gemara. Okay, right side. Yeah. So what do we say? We want the Mishnah to talk about Chalipin, and if that Mishnah about Chalipin, then you got a problem. You got a problem. Why does it say Kainos? Gemara says, okay, so we will say Kni, either we change the gears, so we don't change the gears, Taisa says, Kni Azab Mechaim, Kochinan Mestavra, Miktani Seifa, Kesav and Kaina, Esazab, Yam Bishlama, Bidamim, and Amin and Dava Peira, Kaspa Tiva, Ritiva Peira, Loikani. Tiva is not kind of pay. Eli Amrit. The Chalipin. Tevayu Liknu Hadadi. How can I mistake the Teres Dumb and Vloyb Teres Chalipin? Tishmina, Mabeh Nas Chalipin. You want me to write Mabeh Nas Chalipin. And if that's true, if Tugma Chalipin, then the safe makes no sense. Why is it that you want to hold that you want to hold chalipin? If it's not chalipin, then why kesef is not kaina zav? You didn't want to say that kesef is tiva. Kesef is considered matbeya, and the zav is considered peri. But still, it should be kaina. What's going on there? It's kaina out chalipin. So is he not about to listen to the rest of the shir because you have your problem? Huh? Is that what's going to go on now? So imagine that you just leave ready instead of disturbing everyone else. Then you just leave. Nativa peri lakani. Imishun mishichas mem compression at tayrit. It'll come on. Why is kesef, tiva, atbeya, not kaina peri? So Rashi offers you two possibilities. One is because you need Madrayas, the Kesef is not Kaina, Hanush Lakish, Mashikha is Manatayra, or mishum the tiknu rabbanon shem yaimu and nisbech decha ba'aliyah. Hakapanim, but if you hold, you're talking about chlipin, tabai liknu, tchim them at beya, nas chlipin, mali shal kesef, mali shal zav. Elmai, we're talking about kesef, and we say tani chay, mechay. Thais is the shayna of bothered by a question. The Gemara said, "You want to learn Mishnah Machalipin in Taimar? Chiloyad the sefer that kesef and kainis hazal. What's the half mean? Well, how can you learn that to Machalipin? How do you learn to Machalipin? To Machalipin, and that's why kesef is kainis and meben nas chalipin. Then why, if hazal is kainis?" Kind of kesef, the kesef kind is up. Void my ma'isi baser hachi, void tanya miolim masnisin. She says a pirchul gufa kvar hevi masnisin. What does Gemara say? We have to see the Gemara. What does Gemara say? Void tanya kesef kind is up. Ketzad mocheloi esim chamisha dinarim shel kesef, the dinar shel zav. Abi shemash kaza kesef, loikana, achi yimshu kaza zav. Yam mishlam bedamim, shemach loikani, eliyam bechalipin nikni. Right, this is basically the Tais question. Right, we ask him the price. It says that it can't be kaina. If he holds chalipin, kesef can't be kaina. Kesef can't be kaina zav. Why not? If you hold to machalipin, why not? So this is basically Taisa's problem with the Mishnah. So why don't we? So what was the happening? What was the happening? The Mishnah is talking about chalipin and not kesef. Eliyam machalipin nikni el may bedamim. So must be talking about damim. Yochin emereish as of kindness of kesef. Kesef mochlag denish alzav beshim. Chamish dinar mishal kesef, kimish mashka zazav, nit the kesef chomakem shahu. Yan bishlam chalipin, I didn't tell you nikna kesef chomakem shahu, that vehicle, yan bidam, I nik the kesef chomakem shahu, and it's chayab davim in barile, it's chayab davim in barile. The Krashi Vaitanya, the Shamini Mino, the Lab Machalipin Askina. The Christ explained the Mishnah, Eliyam, the Kain, the Ben Kain, the Kam Machalipin. Hamar Likni, the Tanereisha, Zav Kanes the Kesef, Hashmin Abay, Matbay, Nas Chalipin. Yeah, so Zav Taisus, again, Taisus has a big problem. What was Mars Havmin, the one in the Mishnah, Stok Machalipin, the Mishnah Stok Machalipin, if the Sefer says that Kesef is not kind of Zav? What do we see more in the Braisa than we saw in the Mishnah? What do we see more in the Braisa than the Mishnah? What do we see in the Braisa is the same thing, that the Kesef is not kind of the Zav. The Braisa just spoke it out. Yishloimar, Dachi Prush. My love, Apa Chalipin, Azav Kainas Kesef, Chalinyin, Beim Chalipin, Ben Bedam. The Gemara didn't have Avamino. The Mishnah is Dafka Chalipin. The Gemara is understood. The Mishnah is also by Chalipin. Hamela. The Gemara wants to be right that Matbe is not Chalipin. Is because Mishnah also took about Chalipin. Azav is kind of Kesef. Bein Betar is Damin. Bein Betar is Chalipin. Bein b'chalipin bein b'damim. Kesef and kainis azav b'damim. So when the sefer says kesef not kainis azav, doesn't mean kesef cannot be kainis azav. It means b'tayras damim, it's not kaina. But b'tayras chalipin, it could be kaina. That's what we held in Havmina, and that's why we're able to bring a raya for the reisha and still live with the sefer. Mashani, daf resh le mairi ela bedame. Mashani, daf resh le mairi ela bedame. So again, first we said, Misha says kindness, mashma beim beim mechalipin, beim bedame. And Mel's not, it's I and the Sefer that says kesim is not kindness means bedame, but echlami mechalipin is kindness. Mechalipin is kindness. Even though it said a lashon of kainah. That was only because of the reisha. Then the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about damin. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about damin. And not chalipin. And the Gemara says, and we're saying tani or. And the Gemara asks, "If it's talking about dam mechayim barley," the Gemara answers, "Tani mechayim, ain't magid mishnah el kaina pirish mechayim, el kaina pirish mechayim." And then the Gemara says, "Now the Gemara says, 'Achanan mistavro that the Mishnah is talking about damim and not chalipin in the sefer because." Pashpshan and Seif is saying that Mustafa, Pashpshan and Seif is mashma, the kesef cannot be kinda zav, choleifin. Mishnah is saying, right? Mishnah is saying can't be kinda. I'm sorry. That we're talking about damim is because it says kesef not be kinda. If it's talking about chleifin, the kesef could be kinda. It's awkward to say that it means it's not, the Mishnah is raised to talk about chleifin. Also, the Seif is talking about. Only damin. The reish to machalipin and saying kesef is not. It means whatever zav could do, kesef can't do. It's machalipin also not. But if we say the reish is talking about damin and not chalipin, then it makes sense. Then it makes more sense to say. Vayitanya lekana shiimshach. So what do we want? What's the tesefet from the braisa? The braisa says lekana shiimshach. The kesef is not kind of the zav. Achiyimshach, mashma, the efshe liknas elam b'shichas azav. The only way to be kinda is if you actually do mashicha. Mashma, the chlipin, even their chlipin is also not going to work. A masnisa must remain, but then the kinda with them. Mishnah doesn't say achiyimshach. Achiyimshach has a connotation of saying that there is nothing else besides mashicha. That's mashma that chalipin is not an option. The Rabban over here offers another teretz kasha, which is very, as the point get out, it's a very shvera teretz. Yes. Ikla meida, kumadika sakadayik, meikara, the reish b'chalipin, heim da'atzin Allah. Nahavamina, what are we saying? Nahavamina that the Mishnah is talking about chalipin. So why is kesef not kind of zav? Says the Ramban, that even al tzad, the medbe is not chalipin, zav the Ramban, the Gemara held, that depends which type of medbe. There's medbeya, which is charif, which is something which is very much arival sarikha, something which is very much used as currency. That's charif. Like the Gemara said, in Dal and Beis. Charif. Charif means something that's easily used, readily used for currency. And on that, that's that. Oh, there's coins that aren't mamish spitz. Yeah.
$2 bill
is not a real seicha.
It's not that common. How often do you do it?
It's not a question of common. The question is whether people make a face about it. You know what I mean? Nice. And like not want to take it. So, kids, everyone could figure out their own examples and use their imagination to figure out all sorts of possibilities on this. But al kapanim. Says the Ramban that even when the Gemara is being a raya, the Madbe is Nasa Chalipin, it doesn't mean the Gemara understands that a Madbe that's Charif is not Nasa Chalipin. Why? Because if it's Charif, then Daita Tsurasa. Right? If it's Charif, then you look at it for sure as currency, and therefore you have the problem of Abid the Batli. So as Ino was saying outside that Medbe is not Chalipin, but something that's Charif, right, which is Spitz currency, so then you das is Zicha on the Tzura, and if you das is on the Tzura, so Mela, even the man of Medbe Naschlip will be made that here's not Naschlip, and because of the problem the Gemara had before to explain the man of Medbe and Medbe Naschlip. That's what Ramban says. Which is so Fize, it was really very, very difficult as Akiva put it so nicely this morning. I'm canceling Mars being a riot. I'm a bay. I'm a bay. Not a chalipin. Yeah, because what's a matbeya? A bay. You're talking about matbeya. Not a chalipin. I'm a matbeya. You're talking about, you know, spitz coin. You're talking about a coin, a normal coin, a regular coin, right? You're talking about a coin. Yeah. You're talking about currency. Yeah. So we say matbeya is not a chalipin. Mars wants to be a riot. Matbeya not a chalipin. But really, we're saying I'm a bay. Not a chalipin. We say only low-level coins are Nas Chalipin, not the Spitz coin, right? So we're being a Raya Batsim, they might be Nas Chalipin from the Mishnah. We're saying that only a Shvacha coin, which is not Charif, is Nas Chalipin, but by Spitz coin, it's Nas Chalipin because the Dai Zed Sur, and you have the proper problem of the Batli. Not explained. So that's very, I'm saying, difficult. You know, it's very, very dachuk. Where I want to be read, and Ben Aschalipin, then really a very, very limited form of Ben Aschalipin, which is not like not the regular, you know, Spitz coin, that only being the Raya and the Ben Aschalipin is very limited. I mean, Pashas Machlekes and Ben Aschalipin, not Mechlis, talking about regular coin. Yeah, normal coins. Yeah, normal coins are Yelosaycher. And then we have the Nasa or not Nasa, and we're going to Nasa, it means even that coin. We say, no, we're going to bring a Raya, the guy bips a Shracha coin. How much not Geshmak in the Gemara? And that Gemara answers, Ashtar Kamina, the Mistavar, yeah, Chomet Be'e Shoven Heim, Shebkulon, Dayi de Tzirasa, Shechomet Be'e Shoven Yaisa, Midmei, Zob Shebari. Says the Ramban, that So Gemara thought derived the mission of Ben Nas Chalipin. The Gemara is not. Gemara is saying that Mishnah is not talking about Chalipin Mechal. Mishnah is talking about kesef. But Siyori Maraya, penny coin. There's really, really, no coin is Pashta Kamin, the Mastav of the Chomet Be'er Shogun. Right? Shemakulon died that Surah, so like Mara said before. Really, I'll tell you, Eima Be'er Naschlev Dainu. What does Eima Be'er Naschlev mean? That no coins. You can't do Chlev with any coins. Why? Because all coins died that Surah. And Meila, it's a Vidabat. And the Mishnah, even the Rashi is always talking about Kesef, not Chalit.
Where do you see that from the Mishnah?
What do you mean? You don't see it. You don't see it not like that. If the Mishnah is talking about Chalit, and you don't have Raya, the Gabe, the Mishnah is talking about Kesef, you don't have Raya, Chalit. And the Lord will tell you that I won't make this Chalit, the Gabe, Chalit. I won't make the chiluk with the different types of coins. And I'll say, that's daita, even when it's not oivah sarech, it's still gabi daita, it's still daita at surah. As Rabban explains, why is it daita at surah? What changes is, when we say daita at surah, is it dafka by a spitz coin, then it's daita at surah? Or even when it's not a spitz coin, we say daita at surah. Why? Says Rabban. Because I recall matbeis shavu yais matbeis option of the shabai. The coin is not just the value, the weight of the gold or silver. It's a coin. It's worth more. It is worth more. So every coin is daita tzura. The meila is not going by chalipin because that makes it that it doesn't have that inherent value. Its full value is not inherent value. Like the man said before.
At some point in the Shagatario, we figure out that the Manda Omar, that Mabe Nasa Klippin, means all coins?
If we say that the Manda Omar, Ema Be Nasa Klippin, we say there's no difference. No difference Manda Ema Be Nasa Klippin, and then there was no, then we'll say the same thing in the other Manda Omar. There are metal coins. We have no reason to make this chiluk. We have no reason to make this chiluk. In the Havmin, we're trying to arrive at the mission, you have to make this chiluk. In the Havmin, we're trying to arrive at the mission, we have to make this chiluk. But once there's no arrive at the Mishnah, then the Havmin, there are metal coins. Machlek is metal coins. That's a shakar tari. Look more about it. So we had the Braisa. What was Mara's problem? We have Bishlam and Bechalip and Hainitani Kesev, Nikna Kesev Chomokim Shahu. El Yamri Bidamim, Hainik Kesev Chomokim Shahu, Nischayev Gavra Mibayle. Nischayev Gavra Mibayle. Why does it talk about being Nikna Chomokim Shahu? Amar Vashi, Loyal Bidamim. So what does it mean? Chomokim Shahu. Kimoy shahu, kedamale, yamale maraki chadasha, yavina loch. Like matzi avale, maraki shana, afgab adifi, minayu. My time, damale, liashna, kabina lo. When it says, Chomokim shahu, it's not coming to tell me that you kain it. Why is it say Chomokim shahu? Why is it say Chomokim shahu? It's Chomokim shahu. It's mashmi kainit. What's chomakim shu? If it's just a schayvus, it's irrelevant to chomakim shu. What's chomakim shu? No, it doesn't mean chomakim shu, it means kamay shu. Says Rashi. Kamay shuhi. Kamay shuhisni imay. Marni chadashu sham be'es layin. Chadashin. Lishna b'ina. Tzarech ani lanichem zman meruba. Chadashin noichem lishloi. Yashkiru yoyis medai. Silver coins get black over the time. Tarnish, and therefore he needs to keep them for a long time. So he prefers new coins, even though there's some mila in the old coin. So the Ritva over here, says, "Pirsha kolshkein sheni yachol l'shana mebeil mebeya, fumbeish ena yaitzibim." Right, again, you have another example, says Ritval, let's say you made up a certain coin, which is bets not even it's not currency over here. It was taken out of circulation. But then somewhere else it works. Yeah? So you can't say, okay, I'm gonna give you currency in this country, in this city, because the guy said I need it for over there, I want that currency. Kan raya the machas chayra ain't my vidal shuma klal. El shenayis loy mois kemoishe shehisne mstama mois medbeh shehisne ukedin poyo. Now kedin poyo. Chaim edin the nine sadish ain't the moichem metaltlo v'schirasai adashi karkai subin. All right, he's not. In other words, you can't just pay. Any which way, whatever the deal was, you have to go according to the deal. And actually, he says kedin poil. Interesting. It's like a poil. He's saying you have to pay the dictates of the contract. You can't just say, okay, I'll give money. I'll pay any which way I want. If you look at the Mugiyasef over here, Iran, they say on this Gemara. Tiny, interesting. He quotes Berachana, which is not in our Berachanano. Our Berachanano says, but he says even it's worth more. Even though it's even if a carrot, the ones that he's asking for are worth less. Right? The Berachanano just said they're better. Which the Gemara says they're better. But the Ran quotes Ran and the Mukayes quote Berachanano. You know it's worth more. So what's it in Hoa Din? He says, when you buy something, I buy something from you, and I was masna to pay a certain way. But Tzais has a stira in the Ram. So it's Reish Gimel Dalet.
Isn't there
a
tenai
to observe
a tenai?
What?
Don't you have to observe a tenai?
It's not a tenai with the tenai of the Ruvain that's Vatl Melkach. It's not formulated as a tenai. It was formulated, this is the payment. It wasn't al-manas. There's no al-manas here. That's just the payment. The Tzais, and then Mach Ephraim as well, and Dov Shabbat and Gimel, Tzais has a Ran, Dafka Gai Pah, it's interesting. Right? Ash Makotzel Kotzel, Revolve for Karat, Revolve brings a Raya from Reisai. Tune in. Revolve said, just like by Pile, yeah? His raya was from Pile. It was assumed by Pile, he doesn't have to pay what he said he was going to pay him. He said from there he learns out the other things. In the Ran, it comes out Punk Faker. And so he brings down in Ran. And by Pile, you don't have to pay him what you said. As long as you pay him value, that's enough. So Tzais wants to know what's the difference between. What's the difference between our sugya, when you buy something, right? You may have to give him a kur chitim. You can't give him something else. You have to give him a kur chitim. Hashengi, the Rana by the Zara, by Payo, Hisla, the Zara, kur chitim, ain't a chayil the chitim, elamadis. Tell him what is. You just said pay him money.
Cash on everybody,
not just Berachanan, right? Cash on everybody? It's a steer in the Ran. It's not cash on anyone and everybody, it's a cash on the Ran. It's only cash on the Ran. Because the Ran over here in Arasugi says, if I buy Metaltlin, I'm Meshach Metaltlin, and I'm Meshach Metaltlin, yeah, and I owe you money, we made up, then I'm going to give you whatever it is, Borchit, yeah? And then I want to give you something else. I want to just give you value. It's $100. I want to give you $100. What do I have to give you a korchitim for? Or money, there's actually going to be a question about. Something else about you. So we say, no, we made up korchitim. You have to give me a korchitim. So the question is, why by the Ran himself, and by Zara says that when I hire a worker, you know, he does a job for me, and I made up, I'm going to pay him a certain thing. So there we say, no, I can pay him anything. I owe him $100 for his job. I said I'm going to pay him korchitim. Push comes, I can pay him korsair. I don't have to pay him dafke korchitim. That's exercise cash. But this is getting late, so I'm sure I'll finish tomorrow.